John, we start with a new artist making their major label debut, the Marcus King Band.
I literally got goosebumps when I first put this album on and heard the song Ain't Nothing Wrong With That. And within just a few minutes, I could tell that 20-year-old Marcus King is just a phenomenally talented guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He plays, obviously, with a maturity well beyond his age.
Said the rain was falling all around, but you rolled my windows up for me. Didn't want to wake me from the slumber I was in. Instead, you just let me be. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong.
I'm hearing a lot of horns in that tune, John.
Yes, it's a very highly arranged jam band.
So we've got that hot new group, but the second artist we wanted to feature is a blues veteran who's been on your year-end list before, Jennifer Magnus, who released Love Wins Again. There's a lot going on with that song and with this release, John.
Well, on her new album, Jennifer Magnus has elevated herself yet again, and she's gradually made a progression towards R&B and soul music. And more importantly, she's now writing her own music. And I also want to point out this album is nominated for a Grammy Award this year, Best Contemporary Blues Album.
The next one we wanted to talk about, a true veteran with a ton of blues cred, William Bell, with his release, This Is Where I Live.
And William Bell had success in the 1960s with songs like You Don't Miss Your Water, Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday. He also wrote the song Born Under a Bad Sign, which became Albert King's signature song.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your criteria for a great blues song and how that is illustrated with this release.
For me, it has to be a voice that you want to listen to. And it could be Bob Dylan. It doesn't have to be, you know, a beautiful voice. Number two, the arrangement has to be right for radio. You know, an 8-minute song that takes 2 minutes to get to the point is that, you know, so arrangement is the number two thing. And number three is just an amazing song. So a lot of times you'll get a great band with a great singer and everything will sound good, but the song won't be there. William Bell is an ace songwriter. He's also working with producer John Leventhal, who's known for his songwriting chops. And so the collaboration between William Bell and John Leventhal has brought out some really thoughtful and touching songs.
Good example of that is the first song on this release, The Three of Me.
Last night I had a dream, and there were three of me. There was the man I was, the man I am, and the man I want to be. It's not that easy to forget all the love. And looking back on the man I was makes the man I am so sad. Oh, the three of me, the three of me. I've got to figure out who I want to be.
That is such a well-written song.
It's hard not to get choked up.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to end with something that you brought in by a band called Greyhounds, a new group on the scene.
Yep. Every year, you know, you hope for albums like this to come out from people like Marcus King and Greyhounds, a band I never heard of out of Austin, Texas. They're experts at using studio technology like sampling and looping, but in a very artful way. And they create a kind of lush and psychedelic sort of soundtracks.
Here's a song we're going to take a listen to called Walls.
Sometimes I feel all alone. What happened to the feeling that we can make a change? Power to the people is what they used to say. They
The album Change of Pace from new blues band Greyhounds, among the artists featured as the best albums of 2016 from All Blues host John Kessler. Find the full list at our website, knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
Decide for yourself whether